Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to get notified.
KUCI.
It makes me wanna.
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 KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.
The opinions and views expressed on this program do not reflect those of KUCI, its management, or the UC Board of Regents. For more information about the show or other programs on KUCI, please log on to KUCI.org for the latest program schedule.
Well, good morning to the entire world, and specifically Irvine, and specifically Los Angeles, and specifically in the middle of America. You are listening to the first show of the new year, 2017, Get Notified, where we speak to people who are good at social media and want to get better, who are scared of social media and don't know what to do, and for those people who absolutely hate social media. We're here to notify you about topics that are trending, getting you in touch with influencers, and talking to real people about what social media means to them and their life. In this new year, it's all about a new you and opportunity. How many times have you seen somebody online that you admire? How many times have you seen an author that you read a book and you want to contact them, but you just don't know what to do or you're too scared to do it? Today, I am excited because we have a very unique show. We have individuals who were like you and saw somebody that they wanted to reach out to online. And instead of waiting, they actually did that. And we will be hearing the story of people who are contacting others online to get help and mentorship and support. And we've actually got that person online as well. So let's do a little roll call. Is everybody there? Say hi on the count of three. One, two, three.
Hello.
Hi, hello, and howdy. I love it. You all are joining me today to tell stories, and everybody's a storyteller, and it's a lot easier to remember a story than it is to figure out who posted what Instagram post a few days ago. Now, I want to first introduce Mr. Leonard Kim. Leonard is somebody who I very much respect. He has a large following online, and we actually met at a party, the house of Keith Ferrazzi, who's the author of Never Eat Alone. And we met in a unique situation at an entrepreneurial gathering of millennials from around the world. We both had a bow tie on. We connected on a human level because we were forced to share what we needed help with. And we've been able to help each other out. And it's been an amazing journey. I've had a lot of fun this last year learning from Leonard. And so much respect to Mr. Leonard, who is at not necessarily our rival school, but he's sitting over there at USC today. Leonard, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Ryan? Thank you so much for that introduction. That was very kind of you to say. I'm not that special, though.
You're right. This is radio, though. I'm trying to pump you up a little bit, right? They won't know.
Thank you so much. They can't see me, right?
Yeah, they can't see you, and it's not like they can't go and Google you, so they'll have to find out for themselves. If you do want a real introduction to Leonard Kim, just Google Leonard Kim, and you'll find out. He has a massive brand, and by massive, I mean very particular and specific. He's a writer. He helps people build their brands. And he's at a university helping USC, the Keck Medical Center, explore the world of social media. And you're crushing it. So, Leonard, what is your opinion on seeking opportunity?
Seeking opportunity is something that you just have to do all the time. I mean, there's been a lot of situations in my life where I've been like down and out, and I'm like, how am I going to do that next step? And sometimes you just get lost and confused, but everyone in their life has an opportunity that comes by into their lives, and sometimes it comes every year. And most of the time, people in general, we're just not ready to hop on and take that opportunity. So we let it pass us by.
And I think that's a great point, because whether or not you've achieved a certain level of success, or you've achieved a certain following of social media followers, or if you are making as much money as you ever thought you would, there is always the chance for opportunity. And it's almost like as soon as you stop looking for opportunity, opportunity stops finding you. And what's interesting about today's show is we've got real life stories of people who have reached out to Leonard to find opportunity, and they're in the midst of it. So, Mr. Francis, are you there?
Yes, Ryan, I'm here.
Francis, you have a voice born for radio, and I'm excited to bring you on the radio. Why don't you give us a little bit of background on yourself? Who is Francis?
Well, Francis is 22 years old. He was born in November of the young year of 94. That's about it. Not too special, I don't think.
I want to chirp, Francis.
You're like a baby. I didn't even know you were that young.
I want to chirp in here. This is funny because I asked Francis for a bio, and he emails me and he says, "Ryan, I haven't gotten a bio put together so far." And then 5 minutes later, he emails me back and he says, "I've come up with my bio." Here it is. 22 years old and the rest is still loading. ...
That's hilarious.
For all of you who have not put forth the effort to create a small or short bio, it can be as simple as 22 years old and the rest is still loading. And why is it that you're still loading, Francis? What are you on the brink of, you know, this adventure that you're now going after online? What's loading in Francis's brain?
Oh, that's exactly right, Ryan, that really my opportunity is just now starting. So I can't really have a long bio because I don't know the whole story yet.
I love it. And we're going to get into your story in a little bit. And from what I've heard, it's quite entertaining and inspiring. Now, Mr. Zach MacArthur, you've got an interesting story as well. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey there, Ryan. Thanks for having me on the show. My name's Zach MacArthur. I am a 23-year-old recent college graduate. Just moved to California from a small town in Wisconsin where I was surrounded by cows my entire life. My dad was my principal, and my mom was always involved in the school as well. And I just decided after graduating college with $300 to my name to pack up my car and move out to California. So it's been a wild ride. I reached out, and hopefully we've got a nice future ahead of us.
A quick question: were the cows white, brown, or black?
The cows are white and black.
Wow, they have two colors on them.
Hey, did you ever go cow tipping? Was that like? I'm assuming you maybe didn't have the best internet speed out there in the wilderness. Have you ever cow tipped?
No, man, I haven't. I actually haven't.
Francis,
but there is a festival in Wisconsin where they do throw cow chips.
Okay.
So that's that's an interesting fact about Wisconsin there.
Yeah, and at Catalina, they actually have a buffalo chip throwing contest during their Buccaneer days, and I'm very proud to say that I took third place 1 year. So I've thrown it. All right, so I think a fun structure for the show, and we'll start with Francis. And Francis, tell us a little bit about maybe the situation you were in and what made you decide to turn to the internet to try to find some sort of salvation, and then how you met or how you found Leonard Kim, and then why you approached him and what sort of happened after that. And then Leonard, we'll have you chirp in from a person who gets contacted all the time of some of the good things and bad things of why these people are here now on the radio after simply making an effort to reach out for some opportunity. So, Francis, take us back to the moment when you decided to start searching online, or I don't know, maybe you've always been online. Do you have internet access from where you are in the world?
Pretty much there's always a McDonald's, Ryan.
So McDonald's is the Wi-Fi hotspot for you, is that correct?
It has a lot of times in my life, yes.
I didn't know that. So for all of you out there who maybe don't have the funds or are not in a location to get online, Francis's tip number one, and Francis, you're going to have a nice article after this because it's going to be Francis's tips of how to seek opportunity before it's too late. Tip number one, if you don't have the internet, go to McDonald's.
I thought Happy Meals was what McDonald's was all about, but I guess it's internet too.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's great. So way to be resourceful. All right, so you're in McDonald's stealing Wi-Fi, and then what?
Well, I mean, I didn't always steal Wi-Fi. I did have Wi-Fi at the house, but you were talking about always being online. I have always been online. I've done a variety of things, just a lot of stupid things online, just trying to get known. I was on the old platform, the dying platform, Vine, for a while. doing really terrible beatboxing and getting lots of views. I had about, at the end of my career, before it was cut short by some people that didn't like me very much, I had about 15 million views, 15,000 followers.
Wow.
You had 15 million views from beatboxing?
Yes.
Okay, Francis, before we go any further, you know I'm going to ask you to beatbox right now. So how does this work? Do I throw up a beat and then you rap over it, or do you do the whole thing? Like, how does beatboxing work?
No, I think you rap over it, Ryan, while he tosses the beat.
Oh, okay. All right. Is that how it works, Francis?
Well, that's how it's supposed to work. How it worked for me was to say something catchy or a short little phrase and then do a short little beatbox, because vines were only 6.5 seconds long, so I did about 3 seconds of a phrase and a little bit of beatboxing.
Okay, so here's I've got a good rap for you. It's I'm 22 years old and the rest is still loading, because that's your bio. So I want to hear a vine rap with a beatbox, however you do it, and listeners, ladies and gentlemen, You are in for a treat, I imagine. How about that? Does that sound good, Francis?
Let's do it.
All right. So do we need any prep, like maybe the old internet sound?
Should I be clapping my hands?
No, there's no clapping online, Leonard.
Okay.
we could pretend like we're ordering some food at McDonald's, and then he could. So yeah, I'll actually.
I like a number one, please.
Would you like extra pickles on that, sir?
Sure.
Oh, it looks like some guy is stealing our Wi-Fi. Let's hear what he has to say.
All right. I'm 22 years old, and my life is still loading.
That might have been the best 6 seconds of Get Notified Radio so far.
Oh, wow, that was great.
22 years old and the rest is still loading. All right, we're on a roll here. Zach, it's your turn to do a beatbox like you're on Vine, and your line is going to be, let's see, after graduating with $300 to my name and a dream to explore, I packed up my car and drove some more.
And left the cows.
Oh, man, that's tough. And I've got a crowd here. I'm sitting in the airport about to get on a flight. So
okay, well, how about this? Well, let's... Have you ever beatboxed before?
I have not.
Are you ready to try it?
You know, I'm ready to do a lot of things, man.
Okay, Francis, do you have any advice for Zach in his beatboxing? Like, give him a little coaching on the beatbox.
Well, when you start out beatboxing, you really need to start out good. I started out bad and got views, but if you start out good with good fundamentals by learning the basics through YouTube videos, then you can actually be good at it instead of bad.
I got to learn quick, man.
Yeah,
I got to learn real quick.
That wasn't very helpful, Francis. You told him to go online.
That was like a pep talk for someone.
Okay, here's tip like number two now. On that. Tip number two is just make a bunch of weird sounds and it'll sound like beatboxing.
Now that's good advice.
That's advice.
Okay. All right, Zach, forget about all the people around you in the airport. And the topic of today is seeking opportunity before it's too late. You're waiting to get on a flight on live radio, and you are going to take a chance to beatbox. And you never know. Justin Bieber might be listening, or maybe Puff Daddy, and maybe you can get signed to a label after this. Who knows?
All right, man, I'm ready.
All right. And a one, two, three, four.
I'm 23 years old from Wisconsin.
$300 in my pocket. Heading to California like a rocket. On the radio, and I don't even know,
look,
yo.
Man, you should see the look.
Okay, so this is good. Now, if you're just listening in, we've got Leonard Kim, who is somebody who's had an interesting career online, because he has shared his ups, his downs, his faults, his successes, and he's gained a massive following. You have Francis, who is one of the original Vine beatboxers, who has had some online success, but then that platform disappeared, and he went back to square one. And you've got Zach, who just rapped for the first time in an airport. Look what happens when you take opportunity and you seize it. So, Francis, let's go back to you. And your story. You realize that from now on, for the rest of the show, everyone feel free to beatbox if you feel like it helps.
All right. Well, now everything got awkward, but let's continue on with the story. So I've always been online, and I've done the Vine thing, and I've tried to keep somewhat engaged in Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. But
was this like paying your bills, or?
No, this was just for entertainment purposes and just social, just seeing stupid people doing stupid things.
Which is a beautiful thing on the internet. What is the internet?
I love watching it.
Yeah, it's a place where you can do stupid things and it's somewhat entertaining. So you're a beatboxer, you're doing the Vine, the 6-second thing, and then what?
Then the next part of the whole equation, which was my rapping start on Instagram. I used to do rap videos. I still do them now time to time. That also got me a following of about 4,000 on Instagram, 4,000 followers, just doing rapping and also posting vape pictures and vape videos. So the combination of that, I've had actually people take advantage of me. There's people that have actually contacted me on Twitter and basically wasted my life for about 6 months because they gave me a fake recording deal and it never panned out.
Wait a minute. So you went from beatboxing on Vine to rapping on Instagram, and somebody contacted you and messed with you and gave you a fake recording deal?
Yeah. With a contract and everything.
Wow. Well, it just means that you probably had some talent rapping. Do you have a pocket rap to explain it?
Usually I like to freestyle, so I can do a little few bars if you want.
All right, let's hear some bars, and I want you to tap into the emotions about the fake producer that gave you a fake record deal, and you want to put him on blast, but don't swear, because I know rappers swear a lot, and we're live.
You know, that is something they do, but good rap is all about rhyme and all about wordplay. It doesn't have to do with vulgarity a lot. I mean, it's an easy way to rhyme, but if you do it without vulgarity, then you have to learn how to use more words.
You hear that, 2 Chainz? Francis has got some words for you. All right, so let's do a little freestyle here, buddy. Bop,
right.
Ba-da.
Cool.
Bop, bop, ba-da.
But, all right, I'd do better without no beat, though.
Okay.
All right, here we go. All those fake producers, they can tell them that I'm wet to the well, but you know that I'm like on a stairwell wishing that you get well, but, you know, I'm doing swell because I'm living life large. That's just in my mind. Before I play a game of cards, Texas Hold'em, it's in the stars.
Yeah! There you have it. You got some live rapping. Now, Francis, here's an opportunity. You've got us all on the edge of our seats. How do we find you on Twitter? How do we find you on Instagram? And let's forget about Vine for the moment. Little social media selfish plug.
Well, Twitter is going to be... Ugh.
Yeah, just go...
Blah, B-L- blah. I've got BlahCam99, Blah15.
Well, Instagram is actually just going to be my first and last name. It's Francis Macaulay, FrancisMacaulay. That's all together. On Twitter.
This is a learning lesson for everyone. When you're on live radio or you're in your real life and somebody asks you for your Twitter handle, if you're on Twitter, you should know it. This is Francis's lesson number two.
This is hilarious. This is like the best radio show ever.
Francis, do you know your Twitter yet?
Yeah, it's F. Macaulay 3.
And how do you spell Macaulay? M-C-C-U-L-L-Y?
No, it's M-A-C-A-U-L-A-Y. The number 3, because I am the third.
Ah, I got you. Okay, I'm following you now. Everybody, go out there and follow Francis. Now, Zach, we didn't forget about you. How do we find you online?
All right, man. My Twitter handle is MacArthurZA, so that's MacArthurZA. And then Instagram is ZMacArthur12.
Nice. And Leonard, how do we find you?
Mr. Leonard Kim, MrLeonardKim on Twitter, Instagram, and Drop the Mister for Facebook.
Very cool. And you are listening to Get Notified on KUCI in Irvine, 88.9 FM, live streaming at kuci.org/stream. Find KUCI on Twitter at KUCIFM, Instagram at KUCIFM, Tumblr and Facebook, KUCI889. You are listening to real people who are trying to create rapping careers online. Real college students who take $300 and move from a 2,000-person town all the way to California with no idea other than just motivated and driven to find success. This is so exciting because here at UCI, there at USC, at UCLA, all of these different college campuses, you have students that are graduating with degrees, right? Zach, you said you're a marketing degree?
Yeah, I'm a marketing major with a sales emphasis.
Okay, but you're out there, and how easy is it for you to find a job right now?
I mean, it's a struggle. It's because I'm not a person to just settle for anything that comes along. I have high goals for myself, so I mean, it's tough. It's tough for an entry-level position these days.
Zach, what kind of position were you going to get if you weren't going to be working with me? It was at what kind of shop again?
I'm going to be a substitute teacher, man.
Okay, and what was that other position that you were thinking of getting on the side?
Working at a golf shop. I'm an avid golfer, so I would be working at a golf shop and substitute teaching with a 4-year college degree. Sounds like a good thing, huh?
Well, it sounds like the state of the union, really. I mean, I want everybody else to hear this because there's no shame in that. There's no shame to work wherever you need to work to get by. But what we're talking about today is if you're hungry for more than working at a golf shop, or if you're hungry for more than graduating college and having a serving position in a restaurant. There's nothing wrong with that, but Zach, do you want more than that?
Absolutely.
Francis, do you want more than that?
Yes.
Francis, what are you up to? What are you doing? How are you making an income, and how are you living?
That's a good question.
Okay.
He's like, let it go.
So after the fake rap producing gig didn't work, you know, where did you turn to?
Well, I kind of, you know, because my dream was to do more than just work for a retail chain or a call center.
Was that where you were working, a retail chain and the call center?
Yep, definitely. Because I've worked there now for a few years, and it's just the idea that you are not really a big part of the focus at the job, and it just, that doesn't really click in my mind. My mind is, how can I really do something?
Francis,
how can I elevate myself?
Let's say I was calling into your work. What would I be asking you about?
Well, the first call center job I did was for AppleCare. So you would be asking about how to fix your iPhone.
Oh, you mean like when it turns off by itself and turns back on randomly, you'd be like, oh, this is how you do it.
Definitely.
Cool.
The reset function on an iPhone is probably the easiest thing to fix about 80% of problems.
I feel like I just contacted AppleCare right now. Maybe we'll just get these questions. Okay, so what brought you, how did you end up?
How did you find how did you find Leonard?
That, you know, that's interesting because I didn't really find Leonard. For some reason, I had a notification one day that Leonard followed me.
Okay.
So I go to his profile, and in his description, I see Forbes list. I'm going, Forbes list. This guy followed me, and he's actually on the Forbes list. I'm going, huh. I may be able to contact him.
That's good material for a rap right there. Just chilling in my bed, and I get a new follow, and it happens to be Leonard, and he's a Forbes fellow.
Okay, and then what happens next?
Well, then I actually message Leonard, basically short and simple, saying my name, how old I was, and that I wanted to learn how to be very successful, and that I was tired of living the same American paycheck to paycheck lifestyle, and actually do something about that.
Then what happened?
Then what happened was that actually Leonard linked some business partners, which would be you, Ryan Foland, and a gentleman by the name of Dennis Yu. And they did contact me, mainly Dennis, and started giving me tasks to do to prove myself.
What kind of tasks were these?
Well, the first thing that I had to do was start making one-minute Facebook video live.
How did that make you feel?
It was actually pretty good, because in my life, I've always liked to engage an audience. So
it was like a natural fit.
Yeah, it was like a natural thing. I mean, it's a learned natural thing, because nobody's born with the ability just to have that engagement to audiences. You learn that through life. So
makes sense.
I started doing the Facebook videos on different topics of what I was learning, because Dennis was linking me to different articles and YouTube videos, and I was making videos based on what I learned.
Nice.
And what I found out was that people are actually more engaged by a more human individual than a lot of videos and things of that are very professional, very polished, to the point that they're not interesting.
So there you are without really, I mean, do you have a computer?
No. Okay. I've actually, the whole time I've been doing this now since December, basically making videos and doing things online, it's all been through my phone.
Wow, very cool. So what are some of the topics that you made these videos on? And then, you know, what was maybe some of the learning lessons with the video, the videos that you were producing? Are you getting better at it?
I am getting very good at it. I'm still not the best, because to be the best, you have to have thousands of dollars worth of equipment.
And you're rocking cell phone with no computer.
Yeah, but I'm rocking it with no computer. But I did in school have a valuable lesson from an actual role I did, because I was actually the video editor for my school's news TV show that they aired every week. So I would do a lot of the video editing, and I would put a lot of scenarios together and just short scripts. So, my mind was already
been in communication for.
In terms of communication?
Like me and you. Like, do you think it's been like a week, a month, 2 months?
Oh, no, it's actually probably only been a month since the first week of December.
Cool. And then can you tell us, like, what happened during that month? Did anything change in your life?
Oh, definitely. A lot of things changed. Because the first part of the month, I had started a new job working part-time at Sears Holding Company as a backroom associate, or nice title, stocking and receiving position. Okay, fast forward to last week, because I wasn't getting that many hours at that job, and I wasn't getting paid that much because I wasn't there that many hours. Because in a part-time position, you can only work up to 29 hours, and they were only giving me like 20 hours a week. So it wasn't really working.
Sounds like a struggle.
So the interesting situation is who I was living with, which I may be like the 1% of the population that was actually living with their father's ex-wife.
Ooh, that's a good rap song, too.
Oh, that's another twist. So what happened? You had no more job. You were working less hours. What happened next?
What happened next was I had a decision to make because, you know, the person I was living with told me that I would actually have to go back working with my brother, which I quit, which was a telemarketing job for charities, but the charities weren't very good charities. They were like one-star rated, or all the money goes to the CEOs and the executives.
What was the other choice?
The other choice was get a job today and start today. That was it. That was the two choices. Either find a job and start in the same day, or go back working for my brother.
What did you pick?
I picked the third choice, which was to stand with what I believe. And I said, okay, I'll just get out. I'm going to get out of the house. I didn't want to have to face going back to working for a company that I didn't believe in. And I didn't, and it just the actual moral values of the business weren't there. And that's a big part is...
Now, what happened when you made that third choice?
So the third choice, yeah, was just to leave the home.
So you left the place that you were living. You have a part-time job that's not giving you hours, and things are looking pretty on the up and up, right?
Pretty promising future there.
Yeah.
So what happens next?
Exactly. Well, I got out, but through the communication with Leonard and Dennis and you, Ryan, I messaged him. I just opened up and said, "Hey, I have to get out of my house. I have no place to go. I'm going to be homeless. What should I do?"
Then what happened?
Then what happened was Dennis actually said, "Okay, I'll get you a." Well, it first started with an Airbnb location, but they didn't take third-party requests from, somebody booking for a business, so that didn't pan out. So I didn't really know where I was going until about 5 o'clock in the evening of the night that I got kicked out. So lucky me, though, I had a good relationship with the vape shop that I frequently... So I just sat on their couch for a few hours until I learned everything panned out, which it exactly did. I was given a hotel to go to, which was about 10-15 minutes from where I was at the vape shop. So I was able to actually have a place to live, which is something that has tremendous value.
Zach, is it important to have a place to live?
Absolutely. So what happened when you went to your hotel?
Let me just go back a second, the morning that I left, because this is all going to play a part nicely. Well, I only have one set of keys for my car. I actually somehow misplaced when I was packing my car quickly to get out. I misplaced my keys. I still haven't found them to this day. But luckily enough, I have a 1996 Lincoln Town Car that the ignition switch on it is pretty messed up. So I was able to just find a key that sort of fit into the hole in the whole cylinder for the ignition. Twisted, so I'm able to start it without the proper manufacturer keys.
So you're recently homeless, and then you lose your key because you're hanging out at a local retail store because you have no place to go, and then you hotwire your own car.
Basically, yes.
This is again. Well, this is. There's a lot of fodder here for like your rap name, right? Like your rap name could be Jumpstart. Okay, so you've hotwired your own car. Hopefully your tags are good so a cop doesn't pull you over and arrest you for stealing your own car. And you're headed
That's a good point. I would tell you that the tags were good, the registration was good, that there was insurance, and that there was a driver's license.
Okay, good.
All of those would not be in place.
And Francis, where in the world is this so people understand, so they know where you are?
Oh, where I am in terms of...
Like, where is this all happening?
Okay, this was actually happening in a little town in Ohio, which is Belpre, Ohio, is where I left from. And that's where basically the start of this love success story here is going. So... I had a great morning of hot wiring my own car. I got my hotel, and then I about arrived at my hotel, and the next part of this whole conglomeration started happening. Well, they had a very, I would say, not very good signage to tell you, okay, you need to drive here,
okay.
Because this is the entrance.
This is on your way to the hotel room. You got your bags packed, and you're headed to the hotel.
Yep, I'm at the hotel, basically. I'm walking distance from the hotel.
So are you using GPS, or are you just going off of, like, Flying Crows or something?
No, Google Maps.
Okay.
So Google Maps, I love it, but sometimes it doesn't know distances very well. So the entrance wasn't clearly marked, and Google Maps kind of said to turn after where the entrance was. So the paved road actually turned into a dirt road, and I didn't know there was going to be a turnaround, so I tried turning around, and mud, gravel equals car gets stuck.
So you're saying after hot wiring your car, after getting kicked out of your house, you basically are driving to a hotel place that somebody paid for that you met and reached out to online to help you out, and then you're driving there and you follow Google Maps and you end up getting stuck in a ditch.
Yes. Yeah, it was very bad. The front tires were buried in mud and the back tires were on gravel. So there was no chance for any traction.
And then who did you call?
Well, I started messaging everybody that I was connecting through, communicating online with.
And who came to the rescue?
Mr. Leonard Kim.
Leonard, applause for
Hi,
you, sir.
I'm Leonard.
All right, Leonard, final say here, and I know you've got to jump because you've got a job to do, and then I'm going to hang out with Francis and Zach here, but how does this make you feel that somebody reached out to you that – connected with you, you gave him a chance, he jumped on it, he's going through a very difficult time, but you're able to help him out, and you physically helped to pay for his car to get towed out of a rut after he just became homeless. How does that make you feel?
Like I adopted someone. But then, like, realistically, here's this kid going out of his way. He's being extremely humble, telling me about his exact situation when he's just opening up with the emails. Then he has a sense of shamelessness to himself where he's going out there and just making Facebook videos just because we're telling him to. It's like, one, this guy's listening. He's actually going out there and doing things. Like, he's proving to me that he's worthwhile. Because, I mean, for me, I don't really ever have to prove myself anymore, but like 5 years ago, I had to go out there and I had to prove myself to everyone. And at a certain point in life, you don't have to do that anymore. But when you're young and you're eager and you're like Francis's age, you're 22, right?
Yes.
You're 22 years old, you're eager to get out there in the world and do something with your life. Like, you just have to prove it to other people, because me, I get, like, millions and millions of emails, and people are like, here, work with me, or hire me. I'm like, what are you good at? And they're like, hire me. I'm like, what are you good at? They're like, hire me. I'm like, what are you talking about? You just never told me anything that you're good at. And then I'm like, how am I going to hire someone who has absolutely no clue what they're doing? And I'm like, other people will be like, oh, I need your help so I could help me do this, 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 this. And I'm like, okay, so you want me to help you go and do something with your life. How are you actually helping me too? I mean, in life, everything's a give and a give relationship. It's not a take, 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 where you just take everything that you want. So one, I saw that Francis was a giving type of person. Two, I saw that he was able to go out there and make these changes where, I mean, we said, just hop on video and do it. He didn't ask any questions. He just did it. Then on top of that, when struggles came his way, and he sent me that message, he's like, "Mother, I'm stuck in a ditch." I'm like, "What do you mean you're stuck in a ditch?" Like, it's $125 to get out. I'm like, "I don't understand what you're talking about." He's like, "It's after hours. I'm stuck in a ditch, and I had to pay the guy." I'm like, I just called him. I'm like, "Francis, what's wrong?" He's like, "I got my car stuck in a ditch. It's in the mud. I can't go anywhere. The tow truck guy's like, it's after hours. It's $125. I don't know what to do." I'm like, "Hey, Francis, here you go. We'll get this covered. Don't worry about it." And then Francis mentioned something about something that his mom said. What did your mom say?
What did my what mom say?
His dad's ex-wife.
Yeah, she, well, I can say other mother. I don't know what you would call a
She was your roommate at that point.
Father's ex-wife, but whatever. But she said, you shouldn't trust people online.
And what happened, like...
And this is the same lady that kicked you out of her house, and
yes,
the person that literally got you out of a ditch is somebody that you met online.
Exactly.
Now, if that's not a lesson to everyone out there, and sort of this glimmer of hope for 2017, you can lose the place where you're living, you can forget, or you can lose your keys, you can hotwire your own car, whether or not your registration is up to date, you can have good intentions to go find a place to sleep, get stuck in a rut, and be completely honest and just reach out for help, and somebody might be there to help you. I think that's powerful.
Exactly.
Only if you're a good person.
Only if you're a good person. And what's the difference between Francis and all these other people that contact you, Leonard? You said it's that he just actually, he took advantage of the opportunity and he actually followed up and he just hustled with it.
Yeah, because there's other people who are like, I want to help you do this, or I want to do this thing or that. And we're like, okay, here, do this. And they don't do anything and they just vanish. And I'm like, okay. Like, let's say you were applying for a job at a Fortune 100 company and you're like, I want a job here. I'm like, okay, do this in the interview. And they're like, they don't do anything. Are you going to hire them? I mean, like, that's not really how life works, where you can just say you want one thing and not follow up on it. Like, you actually have to follow up on it, go through, and do the steps that it takes. Because, I mean, every single person out there has a filtration process. And Francis here, he's just taking, he understands there's a filtration process, and he understands that not everyone's going to go through all these steps, because if we're going to have a career together where we're paying Francis, taking care of his expenses, then we want to make sure that he's doing the right thing. And he's a person that is capable of doing all that. And the only way that we're able to see that for sure is by giving out different tasks to see what someone does.
So there you have it. Leonard, thank you so much for joining us. We'll let you jump off the call. You've got to go solve the social media problems of the world for your company and continue to help everybody grow. I think the moral of the story is don't be afraid to reach out, but once you reach out, do everything you can to continue to build that relationship. Be brutally honest, be humble, and work hard. And who knows where? Who knows when you're going to end up in a ditch, right? But if you only are going to get towed out of that ditch if you reach out. And you can trust people online. Francis, you can't necessarily trust rap producers, okay? Oh, hold on a second. I think we lost somebody. So you still have me. We have a full set of lines here. So I'm going to see if I can start dropping people. And I'm going to try to drop Leonard first. And we'll see here. Drop. Okay, Francis and Zach, you there?
Yeah, man, but I actually got to run. I'm in line to go through security at the airport here.
Very cool.
My flight's about to take off.
Well, hey, look at you. You're taking the opportunity and advantage of the situation. You were on live radio today. Thanks for joining us, Zach. We look forward to seeing you. Have a safe flight. And Francis, why don't you hang on here with me, and then we'll talk for the next 10 minutes or so.
Thank you guys very much. I appreciate you having me.
All right. And then, hey, Zach, if you just leave your phone, I'm not sure which line you are, so just leave your phone on maybe for 10 minutes on mute, and then that way we don't lose the call.
Yeah, you got it.
All right. Thanks, guys. I mean, Francis, bye-bye. I'm still thanking you because you're online. Okay, he hung up. So that means I'm going to take a... I'm curious which one it was. Let's see. Francis, if you hear me and I hang up on you, I want you to call back. Drop... Let me try to drop that. Francis? Oh, I dropped the wrong line. That's okay. Francis is going to call back. I have faith. And we had all three lines that were full there, so nobody was really able to call in. If you are an aspiring student, or if you have an opinion on this matter, or you have a similar story about reaching out to somebody online to seek some help, and it actually worked out, to you're able to build a relationship, now's the time to talk about it and share it. You know, it is really inspiring to help people, and I think that a lot of people don't take that initial step to reach out. When I see a Forbes 30 under 30 or a 40 under 40 or a really cool article about somebody that inspires me, believe it or not, I will reach out to them and I'll send them a direct message, or I'll follow them, or I'll make a comment. I'll try to build a relationship with them, and if and when they spark interest and chirp back at me, man, it is all in to help build that relationship. You're listening to KUCI, and this is DJ Ginger MC, and we are... Oh, there we go. Francis is calling back in. Let me do this. Let me answer. Francis, are you there? Okay, so let me put you on hold here, bring you up to the mic board. For those of you who are fans of the show, are you not proud that I'm just dropping these calls like a ginger monkey pushing buttons? I have a history of doing that, but I've made an effort to learn. We can always get better. Wow, Francis, welcome back. How are you? Are you emotionally exhausted from telling your story there?
Well, not quite. Storytelling is not very exhausting. It's actually, a lot of the times, it's fun because you get to rehash different aspects of your life.
Very cool. Well, I think it's an inspiring story, but it's hopefully something that resonates with people out there, because life is not always full of peaches and juice. It sucks sometimes. I mean, it's a challenge. It's a grind. And I don't think people realize, if they're not in that type of situation, what it's like to not have a place to stay and not have financial resources to lend themselves to and not have a family that's there to support. It's a struggle out there, but I'm excited for you that you've taken the opportunity to not just sit on the couch and mope, but you're out there on the front of the chair in McDonald's hacking their Wi-Fi on your phone, whether or not you have a computer, and look what's happening.
I know. Francis, tip number three.
Yeah, we have about 5 minutes here. I want to get as much Francis informational tips as possible, because people are sitting there going, oh my gosh, you know, I can't even get a job at Trader Joe's, and here's a guy that somehow connected and, you know, was able to get saved out of a ditch, and he's excited, and now I'm excited. I want a 5-minute blast of all of the insights and things that you've learned to help all of our listeners out.
Oh, definitely. That would be awesome. Well, I'll just get started with the number three thing here, which is is built on that foundation of trust, but trust people that are real themselves. So don't trust people that are fake. And you can obviously see who is fake or not by the results and by the people that know them. Because when you look at people online, the majority of them that say they want to help just want to make money off of you. But when you're in positions like I am, when people just want to help you because they want to invest in you, then that's somebody who you trust. Going on to a few more things. Just because you don't have the best tools to get a job done doesn't mean you can't make do and do a great job. Let's see what else we have.
Well, I think on that point, real quick, you don't even have a laptop, but you're using your phone to get online and to do this. And for those people who might be going, well, I can't make videos because I don't have a video camera or I don't have the production equipment, this concept that just because you don't have the best tools, you can still get the job done. I mean, that's powerful. That's MacGyver style. That's how you fake it till you make it. And I remember seeing some of your first videos, and to be friendly honest, they were terrible. But you started, "Hi, this is Francis McCauley," and I'm just, you know, your honest effort of putting yourself out there, and then all of a sudden the videos got more stabilized. You took the hair out of your face and you started to learn. But you wouldn't be able to learn if you stopped yourself from trying because you didn't have the tools.
Exactly, Ryan. That's pretty much, if I want to put any of these at the number one spot on these tip lists, is exactly that.
What other truth bombs can you have? We got about 2 minutes.
The Francis lightning round. All right.
The Francis lightning round. Francis, if you were going to have a billboard, what would it say?
Well, I don't think I can say that on air, Ryan.
Okay, fair enough. What's a favorite quote that you have that keeps you motivated?
What keeps me motivated? God is good, and God is good all the time.
All right, rock on with that. This whole opportunity and the concept of seizing an opportunity before it's too late, what are some do's and don'ts when you're reaching out to people? I'm assuming Leonard's not the first person that you've reached out to, and I'm assuming not everybody gets back to you and pays for a tow truck to get you out of a rut. What are some of the quick tips, lightning round, if somebody's out there, how do they go about approaching an influencer or somebody?
Well, honestly, actually, Leonard was the first person I reached out to.
Wow. That's 100%. That's crazy.
The do's and don'ts.
All right, wait, Francis, here's your challenge. Pretend like this is a one-minute video, because that's about how much time we have. So I want you to start it like it's a video. I want you to talk to it like it's a video. And if you had another phone, I'd have you record it. But this is Francis's one-minute video on how to seize opportunity before it's too late. Ready, action.
This is Francis McCauley. Basically, look at it like this. Opportunity is something that you don't just get to have every day. Opportunity comes when you make opportunity available. When opportunity doesn't come in contact with you, you search it out. You don't let it go away from you. So opportunity is something that is achievable but is not always doable. You have to have the right opportunity to have a good opportunity. You have to be motivated through opportunity to produce more opportunity. Opportunity is not always opportunity, because a fake opportunity is very negative in terms of the impact on your life. And opportunity comes to people that do for themselves and don't rely on people just to give them. You have to let opportunity fuel your fire of motivation to produce creation.
You heard it, ladies and gentlemen. That was Francis's wisdom of 1 minute for opportunity. Seek opportunity, but realize not all opportunity is the same opportunity. And you are the person that makes the opportunity. You are the person that follows up with the opportunity. And you are the person that creates the opportunity. At the end of the day, go out there, no matter what your financial situation, your socioeconomic situation, find people that inspire you, reach out to them, seek opportunity, hustle, be honest, and don't forget to call your grandma and grandpa and tell them all about it. Francis, it's been amazing. On the count of three, I want you to say adios. I'm going to say it with you, and I'm going to put on a random CD. Forewarned, I have not listened to this yet. It's been an amazing show. I'm inspired to go out there and reach out to somebody. One, two, three.
Adios.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, here's some experimental music for your ears. Thanks for listening to another episode of Get Notified. If you're curious to hear more shows, they all live at getnotified.kuci.org. We will see you soon. This is Ryan, DJ Ginger MC, signing out.